Welcome to break number 37. We are continuing on with our study of the flesh. Break 34, 35, and 36 are kind of the preliminary introductory breaks. And if you understand those three breaks, you would have a pretty good understanding about your own flesh. Break 34, we talked about pleasing God or pleasing man. And we also have to remind ourselves that quite often we do things to just please our own flesh. We looked at break 35, looked at the phrase in the flesh, and most people use the phrase in the flesh, meaning you did something in the flesh as a Christian, or you did something to please God as a Christian, or you did something to please yourself or man, you're in the flesh. See, they misuse that thing. Talking about in the flesh means you have not had that operation of God. You have not had that operation made without hands. You are lost. And if you're saved, you are no longer in the flesh. And I stated in break 35, in the flesh, Paul uses at one time, meaning we're still alive because we're still inside our body. But we learn from Paul as well that there is an operation that takes place where God separates us from our flesh. If you have an understanding of that operation, then now you have a pretty good, or you will at least begin to have a pretty good understanding of your own flesh. Why you do what you do, or why you don't do what you should do. And as Paul reads it and states it in Romans chapter 7, 15 on to the end of the chapter, I suggest you read that chapter over and over and over. And you will find out, you have an understanding that, you know, when you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, and we do, folks, if there's a Christian out there, a sincere, serious Christian, you have to admit, I would think, that there's things you do that you know you shouldn't do. We could get into that in a different break. But right now, let's just talk about that flesh again. So not only will you understand more of what you do and what you shouldn't do, you'll also have a pretty good understanding of why what other people who say to be Christians, why they do what they do, and why they do what they shouldn't do, if, again, they're truly a Christian. You find out that when you are truly saved, something does take place. That operation made without hands does take place, and your life does change. However, the battles are not between us and a bunch of other people, or bosses, or whatever. We find out that most of our battles take place within ourselves, as Paul talks about. We don't need to worry about other people. We don't need to deal with other people. We don't need to watch other people. We need to deal with ourselves and deal with our own flesh. And that's the battle that we should have. Paul says that if you're going to live godly, you're going to suffer persecution. Godly, of course, would be according to Paul's teachings, not according to the Gospels, not according to Hebrews or Peter or James or Jude, but according to what Paul teaches. And there is a difference. Again, that would be another break. So as we look more into this flesh today, now that we hopefully have that understanding of our flesh being separated and our soul and spirit being separate from our physical flesh now the question is, what do we do? Because see, if you have that understanding about your flesh and you understand why, again, like I've stated, why do these things pop up in your day-to-day life and you wrestle with them all the time, or maybe you don't wrestle with them anymore. But whatever, if you understand that, that is way down into the understanding of the peace that we can have. See, our peace is based on believing and understanding. Our peace is not based on our walk. It is in the Gospels. Peace is based on the walk, doing the right thing. Peace in the tribulation will be based on doing the right thing. Peace in the Old Testament was doing the right thing or making those sacrifices. But in the time that Paul teaches the dispensation of grace, our peace is in believing and understanding, not in our actions. And I do believe that there are a number of Christians, sincere Christians, truly saved people, that get their peace or their frustration is based on their action, on their walk. And what we need to totally realize is our flesh is still alive. It's still, I mean, the Bible talks about our flesh being dead, but it's still active. And so let's look into this flesh some more. Enough of the introduction. Let's look into this flesh some more. That understanding I talk about here, we have an understanding of our flesh. Understanding is so important through Paul. She's going to read you some verses that talk about what happens when you get a grasp or you understand this operation of God that takes place. If you understand about your flesh and is still active, but you're separated from it, and the joy and the peace that should come from that. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened in Ephesians 1:18. See, that's, you understand. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding. That's what you have when you understand this wicked flesh that we have. Colossians 1:9, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Colossians 2:2, their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and to all, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding. It's a marvelous thing to understand what we're talking about here. And with that understanding comes a peace, even when you mess up, because you know what happened. You understand it, and you still have a peace. Romans 15:13, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Doesn't say peace in doing, it says peace in believing. Romans 3:17 reminds us that the people out there, the lost people, and many of those that say they're Christians who are still lost because they're still in the flesh, they didn't have the sword of the Spirit, they didn't have the word of truth, it was not their gospel of salvation. It says in Romans 3:17, the way of peace they have not known. Let's say one more time as we talk about this. Romans chapter 7, verse 8. The frustrations that we have with our flesh is exactly what Paul goes through. And he explains it very well when he says, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body, so that's our flesh, from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So the flesh is still there. The flesh is still working. The flesh is still fighting us all the time. But because we understand this spiritual operation, this operation made without hands, the operation of God, we understand that our battle is between ourselves and our flesh. And we understand that our acts, our actions, our works will be judged at the judgment seat of Christ, but we ourselves won't be. This is why Paul's teachings are so important. It's the manner of life that if we learn to try to instigate into our lives the manner of life as Paul teaches, there will be rewards at the judgment seat of Christ. But we also know that if we do things that pleases our flesh or for our flesh or whatever, then that's the stuff that's going to burn. The joy and peace is we aren't going to burn. So that's how this all boils down to. So then the question would be, so understanding this operation, understanding the difference between our flesh and ourselves, question would be, okay, so now what do we do? Well, we'll look at that in the next break.